This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Yeah, great Midwest Bank Hotline is where we find Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press-Gazette and PackersNews.com. It's the Wendy's Big Show Friday edition. Tim Allen in for Sparky. There's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, and Woody. I'll start with this. We were earlier in the show talking about the wide receiver position, and you could understand the conversation of a wide receiver coming in and free agents, you make a trade. Well, they do bring in an individual for a tryout, but it is a kicker. Chandler Cantanzaro is in for whatever reason. Do we know anything about this?
No, not much, to be honest with you. At this point, it looks like Darius Shepard's going to get a lot of snaps. This weekend, Davante Adams, once again, today was limited in practice, and we'll see what he's, tomorrow's kind of the Friday injury report, so we'll see what the Friday injury report on Saturday says about his availability, but they're going to exercise an abundance of caution with Davante Adams, and for every good reason. They're 3-0, they've got bigger plans than one game, so they're not going to jeopardize their top receiver for one game if he's not totally healthy, especially going into the bye. It's Darius Shepard. There's no help coming from the market at this point. It's going to be who they've got.
So who do we got?
Darius Shepard, mm-hmm. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Malik Taylor, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that might be pretty close to it. I mean, don't forget Tyler Irvin's a receiver. So
yeah, what about Bangleton and Foster? Maybe they'll move them up off of practice squad.
Yeah. That's certainly that wouldn't be a surprise move on the 55 this week. There's Reggie Bangleton, but they're names, right? Like
right.
Yeah.
What these guys do.
Right.
Let's not pretend like the Calvary's here. It's not. It's a thin week at receiver.
Go ahead, Gary.
I don't know. I mean. Wood, you're not shaking your head, man. Come on, Wood. I don't know. I'm at my wit's end with this. I mean, listen, if you think of all the times, the Packers took a lot of heat for taking Jordan Love, and now all of a sudden they have two injuries at receiver. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. of course it works out that way. And they don't even look like they're going to get anybody.
Well, here's the thing. Let's keep this in moderation.
Thank you. Help me out. That's what I'm asking you to do, Woody. Yeah. Help me out.
Well, this is a season unlike any other, and you look around the league, there is a crazy amount of carnage. The Packers are undermanned at receiver, and they're an offense that's been dropping 40 points every week. It's one game. Davante Adams will be back very shortly, if not this week. They're going to be okay. They've avoided the major injury. That's the best news. There is not the major injury on this roster. And frankly, at the end, when it's all said and done, the teams that are going to be left standing at this season most likely are going to be the teams that have avoided the major injury. Yeah. A lot of teams have not avoided the major injury this year. So that's how I look at it. I mean, this is one game. Okay. They are going to be undermanned at receiver.
Okay.
It doesn't look great because they didn't go out and bolster that position this spring, but they've been dropping 40 points every week regardless. Again, it's 1 week. It happens.
Yeah, no, yeah. True. And I would say, Roy, Gary, Woody, that I think with the bye week coming up, they do have a plan of attack. There's some conversations going on internally. You would think that because, as one of you guys said earlier in the show, you weren't going to fix this for a Monday night game this week. You were not going to bring in a receiver and get him in and on that field for Monday night football.
No.
The Calvary's not coming from the practice squad. It's not coming from off the market. It's just not coming this week. Maybe Darius Shepherd. I mean, he had a really good camp. I mean, the last time he was playing on Monday Night Football, he was muffing a punt return and he was having an interception bounce off his helmet. So, you know, the bar is set quite low. But he had a really good camp, and he is a guy I do think fits in this scheme with Matt LaFleur. As kind of that true slot receiver, a guy that they can use on a lot of those jet stuff that they like to do. Tyler Irvin could have an increased role, and they got one of the best running backs in the league and a really deep backfield. It's going to probably be a lot of ground and pound this week as well. They're built to be able to do that.
Yeah, they're going to use multiple tight ends. Says Robert Tonyan will get a lot more volume. Sternberger caught his passes. You know, so I think if they can get Jacob DeGuara back, I don't know if they'll even need him because he's not really a threat for. But I want to ask you about Ty Summers. I'm really high on him because I know Woody. I know he knows what to do, where to line up, line the guys up. Now, the athletic ability of him making plays, you may not get that, but I think he really can just stabilize everything until everybody can get back to be healthy.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I'd agree that, you know, for wearing the green dot communication helmet, he did okay. And he's got a full week now of knowing he's going to do that. You know, it's one thing to be able to come into the middle of a game without the preparation. Now he's got a week of doing that with the one. So that's going to be helpful for him. And, you know, that there's things he's going to be limited that, you know, athletically that he won't be able to do, but even still, he's pretty active, and he was around the football quite a bit, and that's what Mike Dutton asked for those inside linebackers.
Yeah, on that side of the ball, Woody, that, you know, it was the other night against the Saints, and I'm like, man, it just, where's the Darius Smith? You don't hear his name, and sure as shooting immediately makes a play, and the defense looks a little bit better. I'll stay on that side of the ball. Jair Alexander, your thoughts here. I mean, this kid, I think, is going to be one of the better DBs in the league here, and the maturation, you could just see that coming. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he's flying on the field. He's fast. That's, you know, Dan Quinn was asked about him this week, and he said the thing he remembers coming out of the draft was just how fast he was. And sure enough, that speed has been big. You know, the thing, he always gets himself in position to make big plays, and he's made some big plays early in the season, but, you know, the hands. There's a reason he's a corner. And if he could ever just finish some of those, more of those big plays, I mean, he'd be right there. He'd be one of the best corners in the league. Because his coverage ability, he's all over the field. And they don't throw his side very often. So, you know, I think we know what the next step for him to take is. And he's made some big plays. He had the safety. He had the interception in Minnesota. But, you know, he had another opportunity this past week to pick off Drew Brees late in the game, and was able to, he jumped on the route, was perfect position, just like we always see, and just wasn't able to finish the play. If he's able to start finishing more of those plays, I think that's when you see him really take off into being a Pro Bowl-type cornerback.
You know, Woody, when you take a look at this game, right, and we don't believe in, what's some thing they say, trap game, Leroy?
Yep, that's what
but,
the media likes.
But they
to see.
Have a lot circling around them right now with maybe Devontae don't play. I think, to me, it may even create a little bit more sense of urgency to try to get this win when you know you're down players.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is, Gary, they've had five games since the start of last season without Devontae Adams. And
yes,
not only have they gone 5-0,
yes,
but they offensively, I mean, you wouldn't know he's off the field, which –
Right.
I, you guys probably know better than me. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That's not very logical that you take off Devontae Adams. And last year they dropped 42 on the Raiders without him. This year They dropped 37 on the Saints without him. That's impressive. And this team has been able to rally around, you know, their supporting cast when Devontae Adams has been off the field. So, you know, it's another one of those type of weeks, and it's kind of just figured out by any means necessary. You know what helps them?
What's that?
Basically the entire Atlanta Falcons defense is on the injury report this week.
Yeah,
I mean, you look down the line, Ricardo Allen, DNP, Keanu Neal, DNP, Tack McKinley, DNP. Dante Fowler was limited in practice today, but he did not practice yesterday. Grady Jarrett, same thing, limited today, did not practice yesterday. You just go down the line, the entire defense for the Falcons is banged up. So every team is dealing with this. You've got teams that have had multiple catastrophic injuries to their season already. This is always going to happen. This is a byproduct of not having an off season, having 3 weeks of training camp, no time to actually prepare your bodies for the season. This was always going to happen. So far, the Packers have had the extreme fortunate end of it, which is saying something because they've not been unscathed. I mean, they are going to be undermanned at receiver this week, no question about it. But it's still the extreme fortunate end of the spectrum because there are a lot of teams dealing with a whole lot worse.
There's a week that you might be a little bit light on wide receiver. It might be this week against the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, the bigger test, I think is the Packers' defense against the Falcons' offense, who can put up points, no doubt there. Woody, we're a little bit late for the break, but we appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thanks, Woody.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
There he is, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, and he joined us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe, and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com.
You guys cheered me up a little bit today. We'll get to some Brewers conversation in just a bit. I have no more Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck shows this year. That saddens me. However, Gary Ellerson, you still can get Pella Windows and Doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, you most certainly can, Timmy. All the time you can get those windows and doors.
And hey, Leroy, Gary, what's that 555 thing you be talking about?
Well, we talk about it all the time, Leroy, the 555 deal. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. They do the best. I mean, they're great at what they do. My good friend over there, Gina Della from Pella, comes up with all these different ideas to help you guys save money. And to me, that is what it's all about, right? I mean, it's about helping you save money all the time. And the 555 deal is going to help you guys do that on a continuous basis. And listen, I've been in touch with Gina. I've been talking to her, and we she's just trying to come up with some plans on how to get you guys some new windows and some new doors and help create to help you guys save money. And I think they're just unmatched in how creative they are with their business plan, with their business model. And it's just it shows by every month I come on and I talk to you guys about something new and something different. Well, guys, this 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment, plus 5% bonus savings. The 555 and the bonus savings applies to windows and doors and insulation. Guys, don't put it off. Replace now. Get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years no interest and 5 months before your first payment. That's not until February of 2021. Pella now, pay later, plus bonus savings. Just order by October 15th. Guys, stop in your nearby showroom or Pella Experience Center or set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.